There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Domino's mind is a vast wasteland of stuff.
This has wildly exceeded my expectations of stupidity.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
All right, you guys want to play pop quiz? Everybody, Adam, get to your mic, get out of your chair, whatever it is.
I'm going to Maggiano's.
All right.
Well, sit down for a second before you leave.
Yeah, Matt Lear, if you want to play, play. If not, who cares?
Oh, if? Thanks.
First Masters Golf Tournament, what year? The Masters started on this day. The first round of the first Masters was actually kicked off today. What year do you think it was?
1986, when Jack won.
That's not true.
1944.
That's not true. 1978, not 1978.
Then I give up.
That's not 1934. Horton Smith. He heard a who, and then he went out and won Augusta. Bobby Jones was the guy who helped design it. He finished 10th. He had a bad first round, but he finished 10th. He had come off the Grand Slam and blah, blah, blah. 1934. Here's another one.
I don't think Horton Smith was from the Bronx.
I, you know, it doesn't sound like it.
No, it doesn't.
I'm assuming with the name Horton, he probably was not. Pop quiz part two. First Stanley Cup was played on this date. What year was the first Stanley Cup?
Oh, that was 94 when Messier guaranteed the title.
Listen, it was an important one. It was a big one, especially for Ranger fans, but that's not true.
1874.
That's not correct.
Oh, I know.
Matt Lear, 1978, not 1978. Nope. 1894. It's that old, 1894. All right, FDR legalized the sales of beer and wine. Do you guys have any idea what amendment that was? Do you remember what the amendment prohibition was? Couldn't sell. And let me tell you what happened. This is 1933 because we needed money. It was a depression, so they wanted states to be able to sell beer and liquor again.
Build that wall. That wall.
Do you have any idea what amendment actually got beer and liquor back into the hands of the Congress?
22nd.
15.
21st Amendment actually got it in 1933. What year, pop quiz last one, what year was the first screening of a projected movie? What year? This is the date, the anniversary of the first projected movie.
Oh, I know this one. 1972, The Godfather.
That is
no, that's
either.
Not it.
1978. That is not correct either.
Virgil Domino was stuck on 1978.
Yeah, it seems like, oh, no, it wasn't Grease. It was a one-minute film by the Lumiere brothers in Paris in 1895 was the first. Now, speaking of movies.
I heard it was a snuff film. Is that true?
That's not true. Oh. That is not true.
Getting some misinformation.
Yeah, it's not true.
I want to see those boobies.
No, that's not true. Workers leaving the Lumiere factory. They actually filmed people leaving the factory for a minute. They put it on a reel.
Exactly.
Here's a movie. All right, speaking of movies, I want you to hear this one first.
The juice is loose.
They're making Beetlejuice too. Michael Keaton is Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton was Mr. Mom and Beetlejuice. Now he's going to be in Beetlejuice too. He's been Batman. He's got a movie. Listen to this clip.
They should combine that all. Bat, Beetlejuice, Mom.
They shouldn't do that. I think that's silly, but okay. Here's a movie that Michael Keaton wrote and directed. Again, remember, he's Beetlejuice and Mr. Mom. Listen to this.
I've been doing this job a long time. People like to talk about the targets. They can make them feel better.
Why don't you care who the guy is?
We never got what it was really all about. Which ones? In 10 minutes, you're not going to be anybody.
He's an assassin with dementia. He wrote Knox Goes Away is the name of the movie.
That's a hell of a concept.
I'm telling you this, and his son is involved, and he can't remember who did what to whom, but he's a hitman. But I love that line. He says, people want to know. Why do they want to know? In 10 minutes, who cares? So he is going dark in this one. Again, this isn't Mr. Mom 220, 221.
I have not been really intrigued by a lot of movies, and I want to go see this at the theater. That sounds like something
Knox
I would go
Goes
see.
Knox Goes Away is the name of the movie. So this year he's going to have Beetlejuice 2 and Knox Goes Away out pretty much at the same time. Pick whatever Michael Keaton you want. I mentioned Millie Bobby Brown. Do you know she's engaged to John Bon Jovi's son? I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Jake Bon Jovi. They're
John
young.
Carson. Now, I did not know that.
They're young. They're getting married. Do you know who's going to officiate their wedding? wedding. This is a true story. Listen to this.
Shoot. Yeah? Do I know you?
About 20, Thompson High.
Did you make a way?
I don't know. Hope so.
Now, I would have gone with something. This is good. I would have gone with something from Full Metal Jacket.
Okay. Too obvious.
Is that you, John Wayne?
Too obvious.
Yeah, this is me. Who said that?
It's the movie Vision Quest. Nobody knows what it is. It's a wrestling movie.
Like, not a pro wrestling movie.
No, no.
A high school wrestling movie.
Shoot looked like he came from the year 2024. The guy, I don't even want to call him a kid. I don't know what he was.
He looked like he was about 27.
Do you know in that scene he's carrying a log over the back of his shoulder?
And he's supposed to be the same weight as...
Right, Matthew Modine.
Right, his character.
Clouded. Yeah, so it's Vision Quest. But Matthew Modine's going to be the officiant.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah. Well, again, it's Journey. Only the Young.
And Hungry for Heaven.
Yes,
James Dio.
Yes, it was. And remember the woman he sort of didn't really, but maybe.
Linda Fiorentino.
Right. Who seemed like she was 40 years old at the time, which is probably illegal.
So he's supposed to be 17, and she's like 30. Right?
I don't know what she was. I don't know what she was.
That ride would have ended quick, right? I mean,
yes.
In real life.
Yes, it would have
been over before it started.
Yes, Carla, I believe, was her name in the movie. Vision Quest, not a bad movie.
No, it's not.
Had the kid from 16 Candles in it, that hunky kid.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't remember what his name
was. He played like a Native American.
Yeah, he did. Vision Quest. He's the one who told him, Loudon, you're on a Vision Quest.
Yeah, the Mohawk, right?
Hence the name of the movie. Yeah, go watch it if you want to. All right, speaking of sort of fights and kind of fights, Jake Paul now has a message for, I don't know, just about everybody, it seems.
This is, in my mind, the biggest fight the world will ever see. There's no reason for them to be jealous. Like, I get people are jealous, but it's like when the old heads like Connor are still like trying to hate. It's like,
yeah, I don't get
why.
That.
Why
so
are you
sad.
Trying to pull people down? Like, your ego is that.
You weren't, huh? You think you're blowing out Mayweather and McGregor?
It'll be more viewed, 1,000%. Obviously, it's free, so we can't compare pay-per-view numbers. A lot of people in this sport are. That's what I've come to find out. They don't actually want to fight. So.
Yeah, that's cap.
He used the B word.
Look, the Paul brothers, they have to do whatever it is they have to do to create publicity.
The biggest fight in the history of the world.
The one that wrestles is a heel, and he's a heel. Yeah, they've embraced the heel side.
He called it, it's going to be the biggest fight in the history of the world. Then he realized, well, this one's free. He did go back. He's a like guy, too. Like. Everything is like. I'm not telling you, you know the Queen's English, but... It gets a little bit annoying when you hear a three-minute clip with 48 likes. But it is going to be free for Netflix.
The problem is now everybody thinks they're an influencer.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what you do.
People think it's a real job.
If an influencer comes in, just ignore them because they want the attention. If you don't give them, it's like Brian Hoyt when he used to play mistakes of people during the fun bag. If people got upset by the mistakes, he'd keep playing more. It's the same thing with an influencer.
What's up, bitches?
If you just ignore the influencer... then he's not going to get what he needs.
I will say this. Jake Paul is one of the few. It's sort of like the podcast world. Who breaks out and makes real money? Jake Paul has made real money. I'm interested in what I'm interested in what he says because I want to find out what's the next thing. And what's it? He's parlayed it into millions of dollars. Now, I don't know if he's going to hold them. I have no idea if 10 years from now I'm going to care about him. But he's selling the fight. Tyson is selling the fight by doing those 12-second videos. You still want to blank with me? This guy's now telling you, oh, hey, listen, old heads who don't understand what we're doing here, good. Nobody wants you to understand. This is not for you.
1,000%.
Thank you. Thank you, Jake. Thank you.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Is this an uh-oh moment? Because I think it is. Michael Jackson's estate claims his mother has received $55 million since his death. She wants more money.
Uh-oh.
Now, this has been a while that you would have thought some of this would have been settled. One of his sons, is it the Blanket Kid? I don't mean that disrespectfully, but I think that's his name. I'm not lying.
I'm not familiar with the monetary needs in this story.
I think Blanket has come out and said, whoa, hey, Grandma, what else do you want? Like, he wants to fight her. She wants more money. She gets $160,000 a month.
What is it was Blanket.
It was Blanket. Thank you. What is Katherine Jackson doing with $160,000?
That's a good question.
She's got a $31 million home. They say it's been $55 million since his passing. What else do you want?
It seems like she's got everything
she needs.
I know you're
his mother, but what else do you want?
I can't speak for her.
Why drag your family name back into something like this where your grandkids got to say, hey, Grandma, enough. You're not doing anything. You're just sort of living there. We keep handing you money. That's maybe less she's money
like,
for me.
Maybe she's like Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. She's got a gambling issue.
Mizuhara.
That's interesting.
Yeah, him. But.
We weren't sure if you should have done this, but we do know that the Ronda Rousey version would not have been for us. I got to be honest. I'm hearing and watching some clips. I'm going to watch this.
So you like to fight. You ever win?
No one ever wins a fight.
Hey, fellas. Looks like you're having a I got a tip for you. Don't let no one get this close.
So it's the remake of Roadhouse, and Conor McGregor's the heavy in this?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to tell you
Jake
why.
Jake Gyllenhaal plays Dalton.
I'm going to tell you why. First of all, this guy's directed big-time movies. Like, he might have directed Die Hard or a few big movies. He's mad because he thought it was going to get released in the theater. It's just on streaming or whatever. It doesn't matter. Do you know why I think I'm interested? Because somebody else wrote about this, and I agree. They know their lane. They're not going to try to sneak Othello in there. They're not going to try to do, Fences. They're not doing The Color Purple. They're so buying into what it is this is. How many guys can you throw through windows?
I got to tell you, I think this is going to be one of those polarizing movies, though. You're going to have people like me that are not going to want to see it and won't see it.
All right.
And to take it a step further, I'm not. But there's going to be people aggravated with people like you. They're going to see it.
That's fine.
Why would you even see it?
I'm in. I'm going to tell you. I've spent bad money on worse. This is, to some degree, free on my television. I'm going to watch because, again, I don't think there's social messaging here. I don't think there's a big, here's the moral of the story. I think it's just guys getting their ass kicked all over the place. I'm always up for those movies.
I hope they show Gyllenhaal's butt like they did with Patrick Swayze.
I don't know if they're going to do that. Now, I said this the other day. We did not play.
My fingers are crossed.
Or like Donald Sutherland.
Yep.
In Animal House, if you know, you know. I brought this up. We didn't play it. I want you to listen. We talked about hot boxing, and Mike Tyson announced it's over. This is the Mike
That's
Tyson.
That's his boxing podcast.
But it's over. But this
hot boxing could mean something else.
This is, listen, I know why he, isn't this witty and funny?
Yeah.
I don't care. This is fascinating me. Never has William Shatner been more William Shatner than this. This is on hot boxing. William Shatner and Mike Tyson.
I always cry before I fight.
You did? Always cry before?
Yeah.
What were you crying about?
I don't know. I'm just saying this is who I am.
Yeah, but go further. What's the emotion?
That's incredible. And it keeps going. There's never been, like, if you wanted to do one of your characters, Stevie and Queens, but it was William Shatner.
It's funny. Today is Bill Shatner's birthday.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating.
So we'll get to that a little bit later on.
You couldn't do William Shatner try to making it funny than William Shatner can do. And he's looking at Mike Tyson. They're sitting 2 feet apart. Go deeper.
Go further.
And then it went beyond that.
What's the emotion?
It's fascinating. He tells him, Mike, that's fascinating. So what you're telling me is you had a mask. Like, he gets into this whole crazy stuff. Like, I don't know if both of them are high, because I'm assuming Mike was high.
Go further.
I'm telling you, go watch the black and white version, because it almost makes it feel like, what was that?
What's
director?
The emotion?
Death. Who's the guy? Bergman.
Yeah.
Bergman. It looks like one of those movies where, who's that on the beach? That's death. That's what this sort of looks like. Last one for you. I started to talk about this the other day. If you don't know who Rose Villard is, if you don't know who George Stout is and many others, listen to this. You probably haven't seen the movie. The movie was not great, but it had big names in it. John Goodman, George Clooney, Matt Damon.
Bill Murray.
Great cast. Really great cast. Cate Blanchett. Who did you say, Adam?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray was in it. Yeah, that's true. Bob Balaban was in it. I don't know if you know him.
I know Bob, character. Yeah.
Yeah.
He played Warren Littlefield.
He did.
The late shift. He was also the NBC executive in Seinfeld who fell in love with Elaine.
So I spent driving down to Florida. I spent 7+ hours listening to my book, this book, Monuments Men. He's written 2 books about it. I spent 7 hours, literally the whole drive, I listened to the book. When they get to the end, epilogue, I guess, when he starts to talk about where these men were decorated.
Now, don't spoil it. It's a pretty, I don't want to say old.
It's the greatest story ever told. No. It's
been out a while.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm sorry if you haven't seen it by now.
Here's the whole thing. I was hoping we were going to win World War II. I was on the edge of my seat driving. I was just hoping we were going to win.
Thanks.
These guys, these people, they believe by today's money, it would have been $20 billion plus worth of art, gold. It's fascinating. But George Stout is the guy. Clooney plays him. And he's the guy considered to be the one. I don't want to give too much away where they found all of this art or a lot of it. They had to get it out. Because guess what? It's still in war-torn Europe, even when ceasefires are announced. It's fascinating how much these guys were so decorated. The Italian government, the Australian government, America.
Do you think Hitler escaped? I know they got Mussolini.
Nah.
Do you think he escaped?
No, they got Mussolini right in Town Square.
Yeah, I know
they
got
him
hanging upside
down. I don't think he did. I watched this stupid show. Adam, did you watch that show with me?
Hunters?
Yeah. No.
The Al Pacino one?
No, that's Nazi Hunters. That was entertaining.
Hitler was alive in that
I know. But I watched the one where they were searching for Hitler. And they were going
Hitler
here and
looked
there
like Dick Brazil. Williams, the one-time manager in that show. When they showed him older.
It's the only... You can wear anything but, rightfully so, that mustache. It doesn't matter. I'm just telling you. No, I think he did himself in. I think in the bunker. But, Adam, what was the name of the show? Finding Hitler?
Hunting Hitler.
I watched for like...
Not Hunters.
No. No, Nazi Hunters was different. That was entertaining. Hitler was alive in that one. But I watched, much like Oak Island, somebody's got to find something. They never found Hitler. When they
they never find anything, because if they did, it would actually be news.
Yeah.
Right, we would have found out before the series kicked off.
They're not doing this live. Like, in other words, it's not like Al Capone's vault where we might find
Hitler. We're going to tell you how they found Hitler in this series.
Right. No, they're going to
tell
that
you
we're going to go hunting for Hitler.
Right.
It's
good point, Adam.
It's not like at the end, the live moment is they open up a door somewhere in Brazil and there's Hitler. I did not get the
fuck you want?
I did not get that pay. But they start to talk. Oh, I'm telling you, Nick. This woman, this French woman who kept immaculate documentation. She was basically a spy. She was so pissed off at what they were doing at the museum she worked at. She basically handed the American Monument Men everything they needed to go find this stuff. It's crazy, incredibly good story. The greatest story never told. It's the one story in the 20th century that I cannot believe I didn't know about till the 21st.
So I listened to the book on tape of the Iceman, Richard Kuklinski, and that was very entertaining to me. This is like your version.
Yeah. No, but it's not. Like, I wouldn't find that entertaining. This is that moment where I tell people, I don't want to be you, you don't want to be me.
Fair enough.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats.
Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.